For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hello and welcome. I am Lyle Swithenbank and this is Hoop-Bowl.com's New Orleans Pelicans podcast. This is a little reintroduction episode to touch base and say hello. So hello. As you may be able to tell, I'm an Australian hailing from sunny Perth, Western Australia. Beautiful part of the world, if I do say so myself. I'm an NBA fanatic. I've followed the league for 15 or so years and enjoy playing hoops, chatting hoops, playing fantasy hoops, and also I can hula hoop, I guess. I know I'm super impressive. I've put my hand up to take over the Pelicans podcast as I love to research team histories, I love getting to delve into teams and unpack the stats and dig into the strategies, and I also enjoy spinning a yarn or two, which no doubt you'll come to realise quite quickly as we move through the shows. So that being said, why do I have such a connection to New Orleans? The answer stems from my trip over there in 2017. I spent a few days in New Orleans where I was on a road trip around the US of A with one of my good friends. The city caught me up. It was the Halloween weekend in 2017. We had tickets to Voodoo Fest, which, for those that don't know, is a large music festival based over 3 days in New Orleans in October. And we had a great time. It was headlined, the festival was headlined by Kendrick Lamar, the Foo Fighters, and also The Killers, and among other amazing acts, and we were caught up in it all. On the Tuesday following that was Halloween night, and the city transforms. It's so lively, it's exciting. And it started holding a place in my heart. It was fun, it was vibrant. We stayed at a place called the Quisby in Lafayette, the suburb just outside of the French Quarter. And that was a hostel, very, very clean, very beautiful location, very central. And it also had the tram stop right out the front, which was awesome, or the streetcar. And it was a great way to get around. We were close to everything. We could walk into the Bourbon Street, we could walk into down to the stadium, and we watched a game, the New Orleans Saints, which is my favourite NFL team, actually. So New Orleans for me is more than just a random place that I've picked out of the ether to talk about. It has that special place in my heart, and I think one day I'd love to go back there and spend a bit longer there and investigate it further and explore it. I think my first experience at New Orleans was crossing the bridge to get down there. We were driving. We had a Camaro, which was pretty cool. And we drove around into this completely new city, which was full of cobblestone streets and historic buildings. And there just seemed to be this buzz around town. And that, for me, caught my attention. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was not something that I will ever forget, nor would I like to. I thought it was just an amazing city, and for me, that's why I put my hand up to take over this podcast, because I wanted to explore it more. I wanted to find out more. I know the history of New Orleans is so convoluted and deep, and that's something that I'd love to investigate further and find out more about. But obviously, this is a basketball-focused podcast, and we're going to do our best to keep you up to date and find out more about what's going on with the New Orleans Pelicans, especially in this global pandemic. It's interesting times in the whole world. You know, you may have heard me on Hoopball's other live shows, which one that I host on Saturday nights, Saturday Night Lyle, which I've been doing for 3 or 4 months now. And before that, I was a premium contributor on the Hoopball premium page. So that's me. That's why I put my hand up. Now, in coming episodes, we'll talk about all things New Orleans, from A through to Zion. We don't have any games at the moment. There's still plenty to talk about. The Pelicans have piqued my interest, and I want to know more. I want to know their origins, how they operate. The Pelicans, they have a young core, exciting prospects, and I want to jump on board with them to see how this all plays out. In this podcast, I want to explore everything that is the New Orleans Pelicans, and in addition, discover more about New Orleans as a city. We're going to dive into the rich history of New Orleans basketball. We're going to chat New Orleans food. We're going to find some things to do in New Orleans. I'm excited, and I hope you are as well. When games resume, we're going to watch and discuss the outcomes. We're going to do some player reviews. We're going to chat player performance. This is a show for Pelicans fans around the world who want to know more, who want to stay involved with the Pelicans. As a sneak preview, episode 1 is focused on the origins of New Orleans basketball. I don't want to give it all away, but New Orleans has a long basketball history and we're going to explore it. But for now, I just want to welcome you all. And I hope that you enjoy what we're going to be doing in the coming episodes. We're talking New Orleans Pelicans. This team is exciting. It's an up-and-comer in the Western Conference. And I hope all of you jump on board and tweet me if you have any queries or anything that you'd like to hear. My Twitter handle is at Lyle Swithenbank, which is LyleSwithenBank. A mouthful, I know, but hopefully you'll get used to it. Until then, we'll be officially relaunching shortly. Pelicans fans, join me on this journey as we celebrate all things New Orleans Pelicans. This is the Pelicans Scoop with Lyle Swithenbank on the hoop-ball.com network.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.